Today on Gardening in a Minute, twig girdlers. Twig girdlers are insect pests that can cause damage to fruit and other trees. These beetles are about half an inch to an inch long. They're brown with a band across their bodies and a number of pink, orange, black, or yellow spots. The insects chew on live branches, separating all but the centers from their trunk. They then lay eggs under the bark. In about 7 days, the eggs hatch into larvae, which feed on the dead branch. The best way to get rid of an infestation of twig girdlers is to gather any damaged branches in the fall or winter, making sure to get the severed branches and those still hanging or lodged in trees. Burn or dispose of the affected limbs immediately. For more information about twig girdlers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the exercise benefits of gardening. Why join an expensive gym? Gardening can burn a lot of calories and strengthen muscles. Gardening offers cardio training and increased flexibility, and like any other regular physical activity, it can help prevent heart disease, obesity, adult-onset diabetes, and osteoporosis. If you equate common gardening activities to gym exercises, you'll see how gardening can contribute to fitness. Raking is like using a rowing machine, and carrying full watering cans is similar to lifting weights. As with any kind of exercise, be careful when gardening. Stretch before and afterwards and lift using your legs. Vary activities to avoid stress-related injuries. Kill two birds with one stone and get your exercise in your own backyard. For more information about the exercise benefits of gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter pruning chores. Pruning is an important part of maintaining healthy plants, and winter is the perfect time to do much of the pruning your landscape needs. Large trees demand the skills of a certified arborist to shape them and remove dead limbs. They'll be healthier, more attractive, and safer during the next hurricane season. Perennials and grasses should also be pruned now, while they're dormant. If you want to prune a flowering shrub, first determine whether the flowers appear on old or new growth. If it's old growth, as on azaleas, be careful not to prune off next spring's blooms. Don't touch your evergreen shrubs. Wait until spring to prune them, since any new growth they sprout from pruned areas could be damaged by frost. For more information about winter pruning chores and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling your irrigation system manually. Many irrigation systems are set up for automated watering. Automated irrigation is convenient, but may do more harm than good. Even following once-a-week water restrictions can lead to overwatering, and your landscape may be getting more than enough water from rainfall, so you might not need to irrigate at all. Let your plants tell you when you should irrigate rather than watering regularly by default. Overwatering can make your landscape more susceptible to disease and pests, can also contribute to water pollution. When you apply more water than your landscape needs, you not only spend more of your own money, but also waste a valuable natural resource that everyone shares. So switch your irrigation system to manual and learn to listen to your landscape instead. For more information about irrigation systems and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how plants communicate with insects. Plants and insects have a long history of coevolution. One feature many plants have developed to attract pollinating insects is scent. Chemicals can imitate food smells or the pheromones of potential mates. Many orchids produce odors that sexually excite male insects, enticing them to investigate the blooms in search of a mate. Some flowers even mimic the odors of dung or rotting fruit to attract insects, usually beetles or flies. Those that smell like dead animals are known as carrion flowers. Some cycads attract thrips with one chemical, then increase its production to drive them away. This is actually not unusual. Many flowers generate some scents to attract insects, and others to repel them, once they're laden with pollen, to carry to the next flower. For more information about how plants communicate with insects, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.